From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. What began as a fight for guaranteed health insurance subsidies for graduate students at the University of Missouri-Columbia has expanded into a fight for what students call, quote, basic needs. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more.
More than 1,000 graduate students and their allies gathered Wednesday in support of graduate students after the university took away student health insurance subsidies earlier this month. The decision was made due to unclear IRS guidance, and within a week, the university replaced the subsidies for a year. Now students are asking for more: guaranteed health insurance, help with child care, and a stipend that is a livable wage. Angela Speck is the director of astronomy and one of the faculty members who spoke at the rally. And she says graduate students are essential to the university's mission.
Without them, we will not have a university. And they need to know that they have the support of the faculty, and so does our administration.
Graduate student leaders say they have already spoken with the administration about these and other issues, and they expect conversations to continue. I'm Rebecca Smith.
A mistake by supporters of a proposed sales tax increase for a business district in Columbia means only one woman could vote on the issue. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports a business community improvement district was established in April after a request by property owners in the district. Under state law, if no registered voters live in the district boundaries, property owners vote on the proposed tax increase. The boundaries of the district were drawn so only property owners were supported to vote, but 23-year-old Jen Henderson is a registered voter within the improvement district, meaning she could be the only voter. A state senator from St. Louis says more attention needs to be focused on educating kids in low-income school districts instead of which set of standards should be adopted through K-12 schools. Democrat Jamila Nasheed sits on a joint legislative committee on education, which is due to receive recommendations from work groups crafting new standards to replace Common Core next year. At a committee meeting yesterday, she said things such as hands-on tutoring will have a better effect on a child's education.
We can talk study and standards all day long, and let's create some new standards. We're in a state of emergency right now. You have children that are graduating from the kindergarten to the 12th grade, not knowing how to read on a third grade level. They're going straight into remedial courses after graduating out of high school.
Meanwhile, the work groups have until October 1st to submit the revised standards to the Joint Committee, after which there'll be a 3-month public comment period. The public will have an opportunity to suggest changes to the training requirements of law enforcers in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Public Safety says the Missouri Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission will hold 6 public meetings statewide. The first meeting will be at 1 p.m. on September 1st at the Ozarks Technical Community College in Springfield. Other meetings will be on September 17th in Jefferson City, September 23rd in St. Louis, September 29th in Sykeston, October 7th in Kansas City, Missouri, and October 14th in Kirksville. The venues are in response to Governor Jay Nixon's directive this month to the commission and the state's public safety agency to update and enhance law enforcement training standards statewide. The commission and the department is to recommend any new rules to Nixon by December 1st. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.